Hello, I'm Oliver Colling, and this is the My 70s TV Childhood Quiz. Hello again, and welcome back to the My 70s TV Childhood Quiz. We are a quiz based on the immensely popular My 70s TV Childhood podcast, which looks back at what it was like to grow up as a child in 1970s Britain and the important part that television played in our lives then. As usual, our quiz will be 20 questions spread over four rounds of five questions each and will be based upon 1970s television and some of the things we've mentioned in the 90-odd episodes of the podcast so far. If this is your first time listening to our quiz, then you are very welcome. Pull up a chair, get a pen and paper, and join us for a few moments of brain teasers to take you back to your childhood. Are you ready to play? Let's go with round one. And our first round is a new one to the quiz. Our latest episode of the podcast looked back at some food and drink adverts of the 1970s and has provoked quite a response. I've had listeners complaining that I was too harsh on Cadbury Smash, and I didn't realise what a controversy I was provoking by talking about breakfast cereals. Arguments about whether Retibreck was better than Weetabix, I kid you not, and the old Angel Delight versus Instant Whip feud appears to have lost none of its edge over the years. So, given the interest in those food ads, here's our new round, What's the Food?, where I'll give you an excerpt from an advert and you guess the food. Sounds okay? Well, let's give it a try. Question 1. What was, according to the advert, central heating for kids? Question 2. A man's got to chew what a man's got to chew was the catchphrase for which Roundtree confectionery? Question 3. Who warned us to watch out, there's a Humphrey about? And question 4. Who made canny crisps? And question 5. What were we all encouraged to join if you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit? So if you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, what were we encouraged to join? How is that then? Quite straightforward for many of you, I suspect. Well, let's see if we can make round 2 a little bit trickier. And this is our Marathon or Phil Rouge round, where all the questions refer to previous episodes of the podcast. Don't worry if you haven't listened to all episodes. You can probably make a good guess at most of these. Question 1. In our episode from September 2023, It'll Never Catch On, we look back to the BBC show Tomorrow's World. We mentioned the exciting prospect of the Channel Tunnel opening, according to the programme. And which year did the show suggest it would actually be opening? Question 2. Watching The Detectives US Style from April 2022 brought back memories of the huge number of US cop shows we were brought up on. Which show did we mention which began with a telephone answering machine taking a message? So which US cop show began with a telephone answering machine taking a message? Question 3. In May 2021, we look back at UFO and Space 1999. What were the names of the commander of Shadow in UFO and Moonbase Alpha in Space 1999? So you need to give me both of those to get the point. Question 4. Don't Give Up On Us, Baby, our recent tribute to the late, great David Soul, revealed that the star had once regularly appeared on TV as a masked singer before becoming famous. What was that masked singer called? And question 5. We look back at the new Avengers in July 2023, and in particular at its first episode, The Eagle's Nest, which featured a group of monks on a mysterious remote island. What did all the monks have in common? So what did all the monks have in common? Halfway through already. Hope you're doing well, and feeling confident as we head into round three, which sees the return of our popular Spin the Wheel and Name That Tune mashup round. I'll spin the wheel, which will give us a year, which I'll then feed into our AI-powered theme tune generator, and then I'll play five theme tunes from shows which were first shown on British TV that year. Yes, for regular listeners, the AI theme tune generator has been freed from its North Korean captors and is ready to fire. So, let's spin the wheel. And it's landed on 1978. Okay. Let me just punch that into the AI-powered random theme tune generator, and okay, here we go with theme tune one. And on to number two. Theme tune 3 is one I'd expect many of you to recognise. And next we have theme tune 4. And finally, another quite easy one to finish. Love is like a butterfly, soft and gentle as a sigh. The multicolored moods of love are like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly. Right, We're really motoring now, so on to round four. And this is our open round called TV Times, where the questions can be about anything. So, here we go. Question one. Who were the two female stars of the sitcom You're Only Young Twice? Question two. Happy Ever After was a BBC sitcom about a suburban married couple. Who played the couple? Question three. Which show featured the original and much copied thereafter, Skateboarding Duck? And question four. What was Diana Prince's alter ego called? So what was Diana Prince's alter ego? And finally, question five. Living in the Past was a famous BBC Two documentary in the 1970s, where a group of volunteers lived in conditions which were the same as what time period? So which period in time were they transported back to in effect? And that's it. Are you sitting there feeling smug, or are you reaching for the whiskey? Either way, whilst you're checking your answers, here's the answer to last week's bonus question. I asked you, a popular 1970s TV show asked a few questions in its opening titles, and those questions were, what's got four legs, walks peculiar, talks with all the choicest words? What's got four arms, loves to grab you, answer is to what? And many of you got this right. Answer is to liver birds, or liver beards, as they used to say. So, on to this week's bonus. And this is a reasonably straightforward one. Which often used word related to our day-to-day digital lives was inspired by a sketch featuring a lot of Vikings in a cafe? We'll have the answer to that question in a fortnight. If you know the answer or you want to share it with me, or indeed if you have any comments on or suggestions about the quiz, then drop me a line to quiz@my70stvchildhood.com. Right, let's move on to the answers. First off, our What's the Food round. What was central heating for kids? Well, for those who were listening, I just mentioned it previously. That was Ready Breck. Question two. A man's got to chew what a man's got to chew was a catchphrase for Toffo. Question three. Who warned us to watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out? There's a Humphrey about. And that was United Dairies. And who made canny crisps? Why, it was Tudor crisps. Tudor. And question five. What were you encouraged to join if you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit? If you like a lot of chocolate on your biscuit, join our club, as in Jacob's Club Biscuits. Round two, our Marathon and Phil Rouge round. In our show about tomorrow's world, what did they suggest? Was it going to be the opening date for the Channel Tunnel? They suggested 1980, which was only a mere 14 years before it actually opened in 1994. Question two. Which US detective show started with a telephone answering machine taking a message? And that was The Rockford Files. Question three. What were the names of the commander of Shadow in UFO and Moonbase Alpha in Space 1999? That was Ed Straker and John Koenig. Question four. David Soul appeared as a masked singer on TV. There's nothing new, is there? And what was that masked singer called? He was known as the Covered Man. And question five. When we look back at the new Avengers and its first episode, The Eagle's Nest, the mysterious group of monks, what do they all have in common? Well, if you didn't know this one, you probably could have guessed. They were all Nazis who were in hiding, looking to establish the Fourth Reich and restore a cryogenically stored Adolf Hitler to power. So if you've got something along those lines, then you can have the point. Okay, on to round three. I'll name that tune from 1978. First one, well, that was Logan's Run, the rather odd science fiction programme. Number two was a theme tune to Hazel. Remember that one? Number three, I'm sure many of you got this one. That was The Incredible Hulk. And question four, a little bit trickier this one. This was the sitcom Rings on Their Fingers from BBC. And question five, bit of a giveaway in the tune. That was the tune to Butterflies. Okay, round four. Question one, who were the two female stars of You're Only Young Twice? And that was the incomparable Peggy Mount and Pat Coombs. Question two, Happy Ever After was a BBC sitcom about a suburban married couple. Who played the couple? Well, it was Terry Scott and June Whitfield. And this is a very odd one, this one, because soon after Happy Ever After finished, a new sitcom was launched by the BBC called Terry and June, starring Terry Scott and June Whitfield, doing basically the same thing. Question three, who first featured the skateboarding duck? And that was Nationwide. Question four, what was Diana Prince's alter ego? Well, she was, of course, Wonder Woman. And question five, in Living in the Past, where did the volunteers live? In which time period? They were in an Iron Age village, so the Iron Age. So there we are. That brings another one of our quizzes to a close. I hope you've done okay, and I hope you've enjoyed the challenge. Please don't forget to like, rate, and review us wherever you get your podcasts, and I do hope you'll join us next week for the next edition of our regular podcast, and in a fortnight for our next quiz. In the meantime, take care, be nice to each other, and join me again soon for more from My 70s TV Childhood and the My 70s TV Childhood Quiz.